Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Greg Barnes here from Inside Carolina. Greg, UNC started its football camps last week. The official first day of camp was on Friday. Inside Carolina was on site to view the media portion of practice. What was your takeaway on the offensive side of the ball from what you were able to see?
I think the main takeaway, John, is that there are actual bodies there ready to play. You know, when we ended the 2017 season, there were so many guys that were injured. They were really kind of pulling guys out of the stands, basically, to suit up, especially late in the year. And even into spring ball, you still had a lot of guys injured, you know, William Sweet, Thomas Jackson, guys like that who you thought were going to be ready for this year, but were not able to participate. But now everybody's healthy. And so what you see is this unique dynamic of you've got, you know, legitimate 3 and 4 deep at the offensive line, which is critical because last year, North Carolina really only played 6 guys, and those guys battled through injuries throughout the course of the year. So Chris Kapilovic would love to have, you know, maybe 8 guys that he could rotate in, you know, 3 guys at tackle, two guys at center, and 3 at guard. That would be ideal. And I think he has the bodies to be able to do that. And then running back, same situation. This time last year, you're talking about Jordan Brown and Michael Carter being limited in training camp. Antoine Branch, Stanton Truitt were guys who were already knocked out of training camp. And so you had your linebackers and Jonathan Sutton and Kane Roberts having to play running back. Not the case this year. A lot of bodies, along with Antonio Williams, the say transfer plane. And then, of course, wide receivers, exact same situation. You have a lot of talented freshmen in, but you also have some veterans, including Thomas Jackson back. So I think numbers more than anything stood out to me. And of course, we know what's going on the quarterback. So a pretty good start to training camp for Larry Fedora.
Thanks, Greg. To get the full scoop on UNC football, check out the InsideCarolina.com TarFit Premium message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.